Hey guys, this is Greg Denning, and you are in the School of Awesome Sauce, where I share with you amazing stories and strategies to help you live an extraordinary life. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the School of Awesome Sauce, and especially this season of So There I Was. Just telling epic stories from my life to inspire each of us to get out and live. I don't have a lot of memories from my childhood. And as I've thought about that, one conclusion I've come to is that it was just the same all the time. There wasn't a whole lot of variety. When we go through life and we do the same thing again and again, day in and day out, it just becomes this great big blur. And the only things that really stand out are the things that are different, the pattern interrupters, the memories that, like, something either tragic or something extraordinary. I think I can only remember maybe one or two vacations that we ever went on in my childhood. One was a trip up to Yellowstone. I was a kid. And the thing I remember the most is on the way back, we were driving back and I was just pounding Triscuits in the back. And I eaten so many Triscuits and they, like, dried out my mouth and I swallowed a big clump of them and they got stuck in my throat and I was choking. And I remember just being terrified that I was going to die. And they pulled over the car and, like, helped me get it out. And I just remember, like, that was the first time my life flashed before my eyes. Because of that, you know, the only couple of big memories as a kid, I really have been intentional and deliberate with Rachel and my wife and with our children of creating and gathering memories. And that to us is one of the most important elements of life. Like, we seriously live for memories. And when it's all said and done, when you have those quiet moments of reflection, I'm confident that when we get to the end of our lives, we'll look back at this, but we get to the end of a year, we get to another birthday, whenever we just have quiet time to sit and reflect on life, what we really value the most and what stays with us and what nobody can ever take away from us are great memories. The experiences we've had, the things we've learned, the aha moments, and especially those special moments with people we love. And so we've been intentional for years, really since we got married, and especially the last 12 years, we just always ask ourselves, like, how can we make a great memory? Like, how can we create this memory that we go out with our kids and they will remember this forever? And our kids, it's fascinating as we watch this, our kids have an incredible memory of the things we've done. And it's because their life has been truly extraordinary. We started traveling when our oldest, so we adopted Kaya. I got lots of stories to tell here, and I'll have to come back and you'll pick up all these stories. I want to jump ahead a little bit and we'll come back. But we adopted our first Kaya when she's 5 days old. And then we had three children. After that, we started traveling when we had four kids. Isn't that fascinating? Like, I'd done some traveling myself, just a little bit. But we, as a family, we started traveling after we had four kids. It was crazy. And our oldest was four at the time, and our youngest has just been born. But literally since that time, we've been traveling around the world, having the most unbelievable experiences in nature and with people and adventures. And so their life has just been, you know, as long as they've been even aware, their life has been this epic adventure. And they remember the details of these extraordinary places. It's funny, they don't often remember where it was. They're like, what country was that in? Right? But they remember the experiences and the feelings. And then as we go through our pictures and things, it's just this highlight reel of an extraordinary life. And that's an invitation I want to give to everybody listening. write a great story. Like, create memories. Make it your intention to gather experiences, right? To create that and make it a part of the way you do life. Think about that. What if that was your focus? We often get focused on, you know, making sure we appear a certain way to the neighbors and to other people. We want to have this appearance in society. We get pursuing money or things, you know, if we have the house or the car or the stuff. And again, I'm not tearing down any of these things. My point here is, what are we focusing on? If our focus is that, and we go along and we get the stuff and the things and the honors, the certificates or degrees or titles or positions. Almost everyone I've talked to, especially when they're older and now they're reflecting back on their life, they're not, when you ask them, you know, what's the most important thing? And I love to ask people that, right? Especially people that are older. It's like, hey, what's the most important thing in life? What could you do differently? What are you proud of? What do you regret? And as we understand that big perspective, that long-term perspective about the things that really do matter most in life, it's not about the stuff and the things and the titles and positions and honors. It's about the memories. It's about the cool things we did or the cool things we wish we had done. And I'm confident that every one of us, when we get to the end of our lives, are going to have a real clear perspective about what matters and what doesn't. And in the middle of it, right? In the middle of life as we're rolling along, it's easy to get kind of caught up and confused. Or a little bit distracted maybe, or misguided, thinking, well, if I get that, then I'll be happy. Then things will be good. But I'm confident that we'll never, ever be grateful that we neglected our marriage or our children or relationships or, you know, touching somebody's life, making a difference, living purposely and meaningfully. Like, those are the things that really matter. So my question to you then is, what can you do? What can you do to start gathering memories? What can you do to be more intentional today, this week, this month, this year? And kind of an outline we have in our lives is we want to do, you know, connect something special each day, something, you know, pretty special each week. And then on a monthly and quarterly basis, we're doing something big, something extraordinary. And we'll just pick up and take our family and go, you know, we just got back. We spent 6 weeks down in Mexico. It was fantastic. We just pick up and go, right? And just go down there, meet all these awesome families, great people, have incredible experiences. And when you do things like that, bam, it just creates memories. And remember, when we're raising our kids, especially, and raising ourselves, so to speak, right? We're literally writing our own story. And every time we have a decision, Rachel and I sit down and we say, what makes a better story? What makes a better story that we're writing for ourselves? You know, this great adventure. Is it taking the easy way out? Is it, you know, just doing the humdrum stuff? Or is it like making things happen? And I don't want to discount the day-to-day, because we can make that special. You can give it meaning. You can give it purpose. Isn't just one big adventure to another. Life is an adventure. It's really how we approach it, and if we can make it special or meaningful. And there are absolutely small things we can do each day to make those days count. And I think, man, that's probably the biggest part, right, guys? It's the day-to-day, because life really is a sum total of our days. If we make our days special, then our life will be special, and it'll matter, and it'll count. But I also want to challenge you to raise your sights, to go big. Like, dream big. Go crazy big. Set some huge goals. We all know the acronym SMART goals, and SMART stands for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. I came up with an acronym, dumb goals, right? That are demanding, unrealistic, meaningful, and bold. And those are the kind of, we need to have both, right? And I think we should start with the dumb goals. Set the big ones, the big crazy ones. What do you want to do this year? Where do you want to go? Pick a spot that maybe you've always dreamt about. Well, or even said, wow, wouldn't it be cool if, right? Pick that place. Plan a trip to Oman, to India or Nepal, to Israel or Iceland. Plan a trip to Alaska or Antarctica. I mean, just pick something awesome. And maybe right now in your mind, you're like, oh, that's not realistic. Oh, that'll never happen. Oh, I don't have money. Oh, I can't do that. And what I want you to think is like, just train your brain to be like, hey, wait a minute. How could I make that happen? How could I figure that out? That's really when my life changed, is when I was able to shift my mindset from saying I can't do that to how could I do that? And it wasn't an immediate switch for me. I didn't have the mentor. I didn't have somebody guiding me along. I didn't have somebody challenging me. I kind of figured this out the slow, hard way. But as a young man, I had a poverty mentality. I had a lack mentality. I had a can't mentality where really I just lived in this world of, I can't do that. I can't do that. Oh man, those lucky people, they get to do that. I'll never be able to do that. And I literally was operating in this mindset of, I can't do things and, oh, woe is me. I throw the pity party. And it wasn't, you know, I went through this process a few years in my late teens and early 20s to start asking myself, wait a minute. Well, if they could do it, why can't I? Why can't I figure it out? And then, of course, all the excuses and the blaming would come up. But then I started questioning my excuses. And I said, wait a minute. Why do I believe that? Why do I tell myself that? I want to live an extraordinary life, right? I want to live a great life story. One that I'm proud of. One that I'm thrilled about. One that I'm excited to get up to. And to get up in the morning, and instead of it being an alarm clock, it's an opportunity clock, right? And you, when you come into consciousness, go, yes, another day of life instead of, and I've had many, many times like this where it goes off and you're like, oh, crap, I'm awake again, right? Oh, you know, I kind of laugh about it now, but you guys, that hurts. Those times when you wake up and you wish you didn't, when your dreams are better than your reality, and you're just like, oh man, not again. And it's just a grind from when you wake up until you fall back asleep. Those are tough times. And I've been there. I'll share some stories about that in coming episodes. But I just want to encourage you to collect memories, to create experiences. Be proactive. Be a creator in your own life. It's so easy to be a passive passenger instead of an active creator. And I want to, you know, some people are like, they just need the permission. And I'm like, here it is, man. Here's the permission. I'm giving you permission. I don't have any, I don't have authority to do it except that I've done it. And I always want to, you know, go for it, man. Just decide right now. Get excited about it. Get fired up. Say, you know what? I'm going to be proactive about my life and I'm going to make things happen. And it's exciting and intimidating. And my suspicion is that, well, because I've worked with so many people, most people just don't know how. Like, how do I do that? Like, how do you... like just start living life on your own terms, because we've been raised to just do what you're told, you know, and think that things are a certain way. And I remember just this explosion in my mind the day I realized, like, oh, wait a minute, like I can do life however I want to do life. I can follow traditional paths if I want, or I can be a total non-conformist and live a very unconventional life if I want. And one isn't better than the other, but the point is that we choose it. So choose it, my friends. Choose it, man. Get deliberate, get intentional. Wake up every day and be like, what am I going to do today? How am I going to do my work? How am I going to do my studies? How am I going to do my relationships? How am I going to engage with life? Whoa. Right? How am I going? And I'll give you the rules of engagement. I recently gave a keynote address, actually in Mexico, on the rules of engagement. And we have to establish our own rules of engagement for life. And if we can clearly establish those rules, whoa, everything gets better. And as I have intentionally created memories, it's made life so special and so meaningful. And I've made friendships that will last a lifetime. And I've met people and seen things and experienced things that I'll never forget, that'll go with me through life. And man, you feel so good about your life and about yourself and about what you're doing and achieving and accomplishing. And it's that feeling, you guys, when you get to the end of the day and it feels so good. That feeling of like you lay down to bed and you're like, you know what? Today I lived. Contrasted with the feeling of you lay down and you're like, oh, geez, I didn't do anything. I just existed today. I just acquiesced. I didn't really live. And so wherever you are, whatever you're doing, even if you have to do some mundane things, the dishes and the laundry and the work and paying the bills, you can do them in a meaningful way. And let me ask you that. How can you do that? How can you bring meaning to the mundane? And then how can you sprinkle in some serious awesome sauce into the rest of your days and do extraordinary things? Like, let me know, you guys. Send me messages. Tell me things. Share your goals with us. Let's create this tribe here. And that's what you're doing. Like, when you join this podcast, you're joining the tribe, right? The tribe of awesome saucers who are getting out and really living life. And share your goals, share your dreams. In this space, nobody's going to mock you. And nobody's going to say, you can't do that. This is where we create a can-do mindset. And we ask ourselves, how can I do that? How could I do that? How can I make this happen? This is a big, bold, crazy, dumb dream I have, right? Demanding, unrealistic, meaningful, and bold. How can I make this happen? Who do I need to meet to help me make this happen? And we get in this tribe. We get the coaching. You guys, you see, and when I coach people, I do personal coaching and group coaching and mentoring. And this is what I live for, is to help people get a vision of who they want to become and how they want to live life, then set the big goals to make it happen, and then the clear plans to execute. And when I watch the people I'm coaching and mentoring just transform their lives, it is so exciting and so fulfilling and awesome. So get out, make it happen. Let us know what you're going to do. Share your dreams and goals with us. And remember, awesome is always an option. Reach upward for it. Hey, everybody, thanks so much for listening to this episode. I hope you got a lot of value out of it and found some things that you can apply to your life right away. Hey, I'm being totally sincere when I say I live to help you live your extraordinary life. So I hope you'll reach out to me if you have any questions, or let me know how I can help you in any important area of your life. And in fact, you know, this podcast is brought to you by the School of Awesome Sauce monthly coaching program. Take advantage of that. Get in there. It's the best way to get a breakthrough to the next level, so you can level up your health, your spirituality, your emotions, your mind, your relationships, your finances, business, every part of your life. Just get in there where you have a coach and a mentor. You have a supportive community to make things happen. So jump in there, take advantage of this, try it out, get in there with us, and level up your life. See you on the inside. Reach upward.